SBS Radio.
Kasama natin dito sa studio si Titus Feliciano. Isa siyang worker sa sektor ng pangangalagang pangkalusugan. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Titus.
Good morning po, Tita Christy.
Titus, siguro una kong tanong sa iyo, no? Ano yung nakaakit sa iyo na magtrabaho dito sa sektor ng pangangalagang pangkalusugan?
When I was young po, I really liked the subject science and biology and everything. And initially, I wanted to become a doctor. But then I thought I wanted something more shorter po, study-wise. So when I saw nursing, na 3 years lang po siya, I saw the opportunity that it provided. And I thought, you know, why not give it a go? Tapos I didn't realize that there's so much opportunities in the nursing sector din po pala. So ayun po, that's how I got into the healthcare sector.
Before we go further, ano, nasan ka na ngayon, Titus?
Currently, I'm working in a company po. It's called R-Care. And it's an aged care company, but I'm currently working as a clinical care coordinator po dun at the moment.
Alam ko napaka-busy ng trabaho niyan. Paano mo sinasaayos yung mga prioridad mo sa trabaho?
Well, something po that a lot of us nurses need to really learn what to do is to really manage our time. And we have this time planner po usually when we start our shift. So from beginning till end, we need to make sure that we have everything set out para alam namin kung anong gagawin namin from beginning till end. Tapos also having a set routine so that you know kung ano na po yung gagawin mo after one task to another.
Mayroon ka bang tinatawag na time management trick na maaaring makatulong sa ibang mga katulad mo na nagtatrabaho sa sektor na to? Alam ko kasi talagang busy kayo, kailangan masunod mo yung dapat mong gawin, di ba?
Yeah, so besides having a time planner po, one of the things that I do myself, which is sort of like cheating but not really, is that when I set my time in advance ng 5 minutes so that when I look at the time na due na, at least I'm 5 minutes advance all the time just in case anything happens, meron pa rin po yung contingency time that you can still play around with even though 5 minutes lang po siya.
Uy, magandang trick yan, mamagaya nga yan. So far, ano na yung pinakamahalagang professional achievement mo?
So far, there's been a lot po, pero yung current role that I'm in, which I've only been doing 6 months, is I think the best clinical achievement that I have, which is having a managerial role and managing 2 nurse unit managers po as well. As well as yung being able to educate people from my company, from the previous company that I was at, kasi there was this 7-module course that I was teaching po before regarding dementia, and I got an opportunity to teach people in my company nga po regarding that.
Nabanggit mo nga na meron kang yung training, ano nga yung course mo na
training and assessment.
Training and assessment, ano? Yeah. Mahalaga yan, di ba? Kasi nakibibigyan ka ng opportunity na makapag-impart ng knowledge and information dun sa mga nangangailangan nito.
Yes, definitely. I'm still currently doing it and hopefully I'll finish it by this April. So,
okay. Sabi mo nga, mahawak ka ng managerial role sa iyong trabaho. Paano mo ito natamo sa halos hindi pa gaano katagal na pagtatrabaho mo sa iyong pinapasukan?
Well, I've been working as a nurse for 3 years now. And all throughout that time when I started, especially in the aged care setting, it's all supervisory role po siya.
Yeah.
So we oversee yung personal care workers. And, you know, in the past, I've had experiences with regards to leadership po as well. Kasi I'm also a youth leader at church. And also, I do worship leading as well. And all that. Kaya yung experience ko po in terms of leadership na take ko po siya dun sa workplace as well. So when I started working as a nurse po before, I had this opportunity where my mom really motivated me to take aged care management. It's kind of like a scholarship thing from University of Queensland, and I was very fortunate because I was one of the 2 people from Victoria who applied out of the thousands po that got the position.
Wow, ang galing, ah.
So it was really encouraging po. From the beginning, it was really a fear kasi when you talk about managerial role, it's you think na, oh, you're on top, you have to, you know, have this sort of front na you have to be tough and everything. Pero there's a lot of things that I learned with regards to the managerial role. Now you have to be humble and learning na. It's an ongoing process. And eventually when I applied for this new company that I worked at, my boss saw this potential in me, which I was really keen on really, you know, striving forth and developing my leadership skill. Kaya nung nakita ko yung opportunity, nag-apply ako, na-receive ko po siya, and until now, I'm still learning as a manager. So, ayun po.
Talagang nagagamit mo yung kasanayan mo being a leader in the youth group.
Yes.
At na i-apply mo rin yun sa iyong trabaho.
Opo.
Being a leader in the sector. Ano yung pinakamahalagang leksyon na natutunan mo sa iyong career so far?
So like what I've mentioned before, yung humility lang po talaga. Kasi you need to be able to be humble enough to accept that there are things that you do or don't know. And as a leader, you need to be transparent to the people you're leading as well. Especially in the healthcare sector, kasi you can't just be second guessing yourself. Also, the other important thing that I really learned is that no matter how task-oriented we are, especially in nursing, the most important and fulfilling part of being a nurse or being a manager in itself is being able to connect with people. Whether that's your staff members, that's the patient that you're looking after, or even the higher-ups. Ang pinaka-importante po talaga na lesson na natutunan ko is that work is not all about just work. You need to really smell the flower, sabi nga po nila. And that's learning how to interact with everything around you. At saka i-saturate mo yung sarili mo sa ano work environment mo para ma-absorb mo din kung ano yung what it means to really work in a place po. It's not just in nursing, but I think in different area of any career, that's very important po.
Ngayon, ano, isang challenging question to na gusto kong tanong sa'yo. Siyempre, nasa role ka ng yung caring for others.
Apo.
Kung may isang malapit na miyembro, I hope not, ng iyong pamilya ay mga ilangan ng pangangalagang pangkalusugan, willing ka ba na i-give up ang iyong work at maging carer sa mahal mo sa buhay? Or you'd rather financially support this person, mag-hire ka ng ibang carer?
Yeah, I think with regards to nursing po, the beauty of working as a nurse is the flexibility that it provides. Currently, I've decided to work part-time. Uh-huh. And if ever something like that happens po, I think what I will do is I can work hand-in-hand with caring for them in a part-time role po. And then at the same time, I can also still work and also help get someone else to help me out. Total may mga family members din naman po tayo tsaka relatives who's able to help out. And yeah, that's what I would do po. Kasi I think being a full-time carer can be really challenging. Pero may flexibility naman po.
Yung yeah, nursing, I know. So kaya nga, merong mga patakaran din ng pamahalaan na the carers also get cared for.
Yes, that's right. Kaya nga po may respite care din po na sinasabi po sila. So yun po.
Now, siguro last question, Titus.
Apo.
Where do you see yourself in the future?
You know, the more and more that I grow as a person, the more and more that you get to know yourself better and where you want to be. When I first started as a young person growing up, like what I was saying before, I wanted to be different things and evolving into from doctor, tas naging nurse, tas gusto ko na maging teacher, trainer. Tapos, ano, nakikita ko po at the moment na I really want to be an entrepreneur, hopefully, in the future as well. Kasi, you know, I have these leadership skills that I have and I want to be able to take that further. So, as I'm growing, I can see na my view in the future of who I'm going to be always changes po. So, I can't really tell at this point, pero gusto ko pong i-pursue at the moment yung pagiging entrepreneur po. At the moment, I don't know what business, pero that's where I see myself.
Okay, very good, Titus. On that note, thank you so much for joining us at SBS and thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you very much for having me again po.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.